Hello world, how are you? I cannot say how, you don't even tell me how you are, but I'm assuming that you are good. Today I want to share some a story with you. True story. My stories, they are always true. I rarely am a, I'm, I like non-fiction. Fiction I really go to, but when I say things, they are real life experiences. So today what I would like to talk about is a customer experience. In a business, when we are trying to do something, we always ask ourselves the question, who is our customer? And you know what I found out? That when we are trying to target a customer, the dumber the customer, the better it is for us. Like, if I've got a product, every product, doesn't matter how fantastic it is, there are always flaws in it. So if the people I'm targeting, my customers, potential customers, if they are smart, if they really know how to evaluate a product, chances are they need the cost to acquire them, it is higher. The cost to acquire a smart customer is higher. To acquire a dumb one, easy. Why I'm telling you this is today, I noticed something quite weird. There was this, you know, a bunch of people, they tried to conduct these workshops, and another bunch of people, they attend those workshops, and I did not see any point of having those workshops. They teach things, they are so easily available on YouTube. First, I thought that people would not be interested in how would go for it. Now, there are these softwares, you have to install a software, and once you install a software, you get used to how to work the software. And people are learning how to use a software, a simple one, a basic one. And they're paying money for it. First, when I saw that text that said that we are teaching this software, how to use it, and you gotta pay us this much money, I said, who's gonna be interested in it? And I was so surprised that people were actually willing to pay the money to learn that stuff. So even if you have a product or a service that is not amazing, if it is okay, don't be disappointed in it. Put some effort into it, and I'm so sure that you're gonna find the customer for it. People are dumb. And doesn't matter how bad the product is, there's always someone who is willing to buy it. You see news these days, yeah? It's crap. It's propaganda. It is calling it news is abusing news. The word news, it must feel bad when we call that stuff news. But people still eat it up. Today, I believe the ease of doing business currently is the easiest. Because all the world is your potential customer through internet. You can sell all around the world. First that. Second, they are so dumb. You just have to make them believe that you need it. Like these people, they are being taught this software that anybody can learn off YouTube, and they are paying. To be honest with you, when I saw that text that I'm gonna teach you this software, I started laughing. I couldn't believe that somebody would actually be willing to pay to learn this. Absolutely crazy. Crazy, wallah. I don't get it. So, whatever you can do, even if it's the crappiest product or a crappiest service you can provide, have faith in yourself. Confidence does, to be honest with you, I found out through experience and through learning, theory and practice both have learned that confidence does more than half the job. If you have the confidence in your stuff, the chances are it's going to sell. The problem is that we don't have enough faith in ourselves to do something, to pull off something. If what you provide is good, there's a customer for it. If it's great, there's a customer for it. If it sucks, there's still a customer for it. So have faith and start doing things, and you'll always find people who will buy it. Thank you, and you do subscribe to this. I don't usually say these words, subscription, this, that, but this podcast thing, I'm getting a hang of. So, yeah, do subscribe. Take care.